Coddersill's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
We are going to get our teeth into Liverpool and what did go wrong yesterday. Delighted to be joined by Chris Williams, who's a writer, of course, for This Is Anfield. Chris, good. Well, it's not a good morning if you're a Liverpool fan, is it? Welcome.
Oh, thank you. It's not too bad after a little sleep.
Were you there? What time did you get home?
And, no, I wasn't there. So I was watching at home and then did a little bit with LFC TV last night.
Right.
It's close, very close to where I live, but thankfully there was no bad journey home for me. Mm. But I know the Liverpool fellas that went last night, well, they had a bit of a bad journey home for what was a cracking support for 90 minutes.
Well, most of the newspapers carry the same headline, Chris. Klopp saying he's sick of it. I'm sick of this, it says on the back of the Express. Same on the back of the Mail. Klopp sick of it. And sickener is the headline on the back of the Echo. So it's becoming a recurring theme with Liverpool. So how can they address this?
Well, that's the big question. If you look at the game against Burnley, it was a similar sort of possession, around about 70%, with the same number of shots, near enough, which last night was 21 shots. But crucially, only three of them were on target. But out of those three, there was only one big chance, which fell to Dominic Solanke, who, you know, hasn't played that much. So it's good to see him get some time. But once again, the goal that's leaked by Okazaki is almost identical to Anfield's one against Burnley, which the second ball falls in the box. There's an unmarked attacker or an unmarked, you know, opposition player, and he finishes in the bottom left. So you've got to look at that's the back four in the midfield were completely changed and rotated. So it's a different lineup, but a similar mistake. So that seems to be an endemic problem throughout the squad, and that's up to Jurgen Klopp to fix that. There's definitely a problem with defending, but last night I think it was exacerbated by the fact that Liverpool just couldn't score with numerous amount of possession.
And did you get that same feeling again the longer the game progressed, that you knew what was going to happen?
I mean, Liverpool, you don't know what you're going to get. And sometimes you see them start the way they did, which, the first half was one of the best first halves I've seen in a long time, apart from there was no goal. So you get that feeling Liverpool eventually get the breakthrough and the floodgates open. But can they get that breakthrough? And you're quite right, as time went on, I think everybody knew that Leicester would get one opportunity and score one goal. And that's pretty much what they did.
Yeah, shots galore, but wasteful in front of goal, it says again in the Liverpool Echo. Different faces, same old problems. Was there anybody that particularly stood out for you, though, in terms of a performance and somebody who can really, really press claims for a regular starting spot under Klopp in that side yesterday, away from the obvious in terms of, Jordan Henderson, who's the captain anyway?
Well, I thought Robertson had a good game on the left-hand side at left-back. I thought he got forward very well in the first half and put some dangerous crosses in. Unfortunately, it wasn't the right cross, but Liverpool had a real problem with left-back for a few years, and Robertson looks like he could come in and do that. I thought Grealish looked okay in the middle, and a real instance of one bad tackle in the second half, which I think he was lucky to stay on for, looking at that again on the replays afterwards. Ward as well, Danny Ward in goal, thought he commanded his area well.
Yeah,
He'll come out of that with some smiles if he can. I don't know, Oxlade-Chamberlain, little disappointed, did plenty of running, but he was a little bit wasteful in possession. But there was plenty of positives to take out from that game, like there was against Burnley and like there was against Sevilla. But unfortunately, positives don't win football games. Defending and scoring goals do. Mm.
Coutinho was looking sharp, certainly the 45 minutes he played anyway, and that was the plan, according to Klopp, just to play him for 45 minutes. It did change, though, once he left the field.
It did, and I think from a Liverpool perspective, what was nice to see from him was he looked really, really hungry on the pitch, and there was no sort of remnant of any bitterness that he didn't get a proposed summer move to Barcelona. He looked very concentrated, which I think is what we all wanted to see, and I think he was going to do that anyway with the World Cup coming up. Obviously, he's going to push for a move next summer, so he needs to be playing out of his skin, as they say, this coming season. And we have a little indication that he may be able to do that. But yeah, you're quite right. Once he came off, and I think Craig Shakespeare probably had a word with his team at half-time, because Leicester were just run ragged for the first half, and they sort of notched it up a level, and Liverpool then couldn't live with that. And it always looked very nervy after that. So, as you said earlier, yeah, it became almost inevitable that Leicester would score and Liverpool couldn't. And, unfortunately, they scored two. Second one, I don't know, think you can do much about, really. The first one, definitely you can do a lot about.
In the bigger scheme of things, Chris, this was never a priority for Klopp, I suppose, given what Liverpool have on the horizon this season. And maybe the fans or some of them will feel the same way, although it's always nice to get a trophy, isn't it, and have a decent cup run, because these players, a number of them played last night, may not get other opportunities, particularly some of the youngsters.
No, and you're quite right. There's four competitions that Liverpool are in. This was always the one where a weaker squad, in inverted commas, would be played. A chance to ground new individuals or lads coming through from the youth team. So it was inevitable, I think, that Liverpool will go out at some point, but it's always disappointing to go out first time. And you're quite right, football teams exist to win trophies, and this is probably the easiest trophy to win with the amount of games you have to do to get there. But, yeah, I mean, we may look back in January as Liverpool fans and Liverpool writers and think it was a blessing in disguise, because January is normally a congested month for fixtures, and if we look at last January, the games against Southampton fell at an awkward time in an awkward month. So you never know how it might be in January. We may look back and think, you know, thank goodness for that. Or we may look back and think it was, you know, a good chance of a trophy. But it does seem now that it's just the FA Cup that Klopp will get to rotate in. You can't imagine him doing it in the Champions League, and definitely not in the Premier League.
Be interesting to get your thoughts on the fact that Liverpool are back at Leicester on Saturday in a league game. Would you be one who says that 3 points there was more important on Saturday than winning the League Cup tie last night?
I think it would, yes. And Liverpool will be fully rotated again, as will Leicester City. You'll expect that they'll be a lot stronger than they were last night. So it'll be a completely different game. But yeah, you're quite right. Following the, you know, the 5-0 drubbing at Manchester City, the draw at Burnley, which Liverpool should have won, and then throw into that the game against Sevilla in the Champions League, which they should have really won as well, then 3 points at Leicester becomes, you know, a massive chance for Liverpool to close the gap, because after that, they're away at a very difficult tie in Spartak Moscow, and then they're up against Rafa Benitez in Newcastle. So it's not exactly an easy set of fixtures. And then, of course, back at home in October, it's Manchester United.
Yeah, after the international break as well, and an early start. Not what you want after an international break with players flying all around the globe. Three trips now for Jurgen Klopp to the King Power Stadium, three defeats. It's about time Liverpool do put it right at the weekend.
Yeah, they're becoming Liverpool's bogey side. I've had a few over the years. It was Wimbledon, then it was Chelsea, and now it looks to be Leicester away. So we'll see. It wasn't that long ago before Liverpool had a really good, I think it was 3-0 win a few years ago under Brendan Rodgers there. So it can be done, but you know, this coming weekend it needs to be done. It's getting a little bit touch and go now to get a win under, to build that confidence to get back into it, because what we don't want to see is September stroke October turn into what January was.
I suppose, yeah, that's a point, isn't it? Because it can dent confidence, and the longer it goes on, dominating games and not scoring goals, it becomes almost a self-fulfilling prophecy to a certain degree, doesn't it? That, you know, this is the way it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, if you imagine Liverpool were to not pick up full points against Leicester and then have to travel away to Spartak Moscow and, you know, God forbid, lose or even draw there, then that sets up an international break. And then, you know, you're looking at coming back. You're looking at going to Newcastle then under a cloud, and then you've got a big break after that. So these unlucky times that we're in, they unlucky soon breeds into no confidence, and you know, unlucky becomes the norm, and you need to fight against that very quickly.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.